A few years back, I was always in the very frustrating place where bills would constantly pile up, and yet I had no money to pay them off. If you've ever been in this situation, then you probably it can be really stressful and hard on you. The good news is that over time, I did manage to pry my way out of this situation, and you can too. Alright, so the list begins with 1. Keep track of your spending. You've probably already heard this a million times, and you're gonna hear it again today. Simply because it works, and because you're probably not doing it. Basically, it should always be a priority. Make sure that every single penny you spend is clearly accounted for. The basic goal of expense tracking is to find and get rid of inefficient spending patterns in your financial life. 2. Make a budget. I never understood why most people didn't have a budget until recently. You see, most people are worried about all the paperwork to be done to complete a budget. Well, in truth, it's a lot of work, but it is most certainly worth it. You see, you should look at budgeting from a different angle. Look at the positives, and look at how much is it going to benefit you. And once you've got a rhythm going, make sure you stick to it. I've found this to be the only way that works, so make sure you don't lose the momentum. 3. Give yourself a limit on unbudgeted spending. Buying something in the spur of the moment that you hadn't budgeted for can be enjoyable and emotionally satisfying. Literally everyone knows that. However, that emotional high may pass quickly, leaving you with impulse purchases you don't actually need or want. If this is you, then the bitter pill to swallow is that this has to stop. In fact, it's the entire opposite of good money habits. 4. Save for big purchases. Seeing a beautiful $4,000 advertisement of a stunning 90-inch flat-screen 8K television, I mean, imagine the things you can see on that TV. Does not mean that you should immediately pick up your phone and credit card and start dialing the number on the screen. That's a really bad idea. So, experts suggest that if you really want that big TV, then it's best that the money comes from your savings account, which is dedicated for such purchases. Not a credit card loan, unless you have a really good plan to pay back the money, which 99% of people don't. Also, there are countless advantages that come with saving for a big or expensive purchase. You may be able to negotiate a cheaper price, or at the very least better financing conditions. If you save up and pay cash, the price could drop as well. 5. Read books about finance. It's true when they say that if you want to hide something, just put it on paper. The sad truth is that most people never bother to read. You see, some of the things people choose to ignore, such as the information contained in books, has a good chance of making them successful, if they bother to read them. Learning is a continuous process, and the more you do it, the sharper your skills become. The ability to make wise financial decisions is the chief advantage of financial literacy. It gives us the information and abilities we need to properly manage our finances, including budgeting, saving, borrowing, and investing. As a result, we're better positioned to meet our financial objectives and establish financial stability. 6. Lower your monthly bill. Cutting your monthly spending is one of the simplest ways to gain control of your money. While you might not be able to cut back on certain permanent costs, like rent or vehicle payments, without making significant lifestyle changes, you can cut back on variable costs, like clothes or entertainment, by being adaptable and thinking sparingly. To begin saving on things like your energy bills, you may, for instance, use less power, pick a different life or home insurance company, or shop for your groceries at bulk discounts,